Hey, it's time to check out what's happening at the Madison, Dawson, and Canby Public Libraries. Lots of activities planned at the libraries this week. Here to tell us all about it is Lydia Rebine.
Time now for the Madison Public Library show here on Q92. And Lydia is not in the studio today, but we have a special guest with us joining us by phone. Brent Olson is an author, and he'll be at the Madison Library this Friday, December 17th at 4 o'clock, and he joins us on the phone. Good afternoon, Brent.
Hiya, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, it's nice to talk with you, and you got a special event coming up here in Madison at the library on Friday, I hear.
I'm pretty excited. You know, I've done a lot of stuff like that, but the last 2 years haven't really left my house, so I'm pretty excited to be, you know, actually out talking to people again.
That's right. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Brent?
Well, this is my 25th year of being paid for writing. I have a syndicated column called Independently Speaking. I've got 8 published books, 4 collections of essays, a memoir, and 3 novels.
Wow. How did you get interested in writing, Brent?
You know, I just woke up one day and thought, I'm going to take a whack at this. And I wrote some stuff and sent it off to Farm Journal magazine, which at that time was the second biggest farm magazine in the country. Mm. And they liked it. And I sent them some more, and they liked those. And then, now this is an embarrassing story, but they were moving between offices in Philadelphia. They were headquartered in Philadelphia. And the editor lost some of my columns. I mean, that was pre-email. That was, you know, in the Pony Express days.
Right.
And she wrote me and asked for some more. And we had been writing back and forth for 3 or 4 months, and I kind of thought we were friends, although we had never met. And I sent her some more copies, and I said, okay, you know, try and hang on to these. And she wrote back, and she said, not only do we not need these, we don't need anything you write ever again.
Wow.
So she was a little touchier than I expected.
You're right.
So then I licked my wounds for a year or so, and then I went to our local newspaper editor, Lois Torgerson, at the Northern Star, shining brightly over Clinton, Minnesota, and told her, Lois, you know, you and I might be the only people who know this, but I think I'm a writer. So yep. My column started there, and then it went to DTN, and that went to Successful Farming, and then it went to a magazine called Living the Country Life and Minnesota Farm Guide and stuff like that.
Okay. Boy, you're also involved in a lot of events and activities up in the Clinton, Ortonville area, county commissioner as well.
I've been a county commissioner for 17 years now, which seems like really a long time when you think about it. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those jobs where every now and then we have a day where I think we get something done, but it's not every day.
Yep.
But you like to think if you keep whacking away at it, you do some good for people.
Mm-hmm. You've been farming in Big Stone County for a while too, I understand.
Yeah, I live on the farm, my great-grandparents' homestead in 1880. We farmed for 30 years. And the year my dad turned 80, I kind of talked to him, and he wasn't that fascinated with, you know, running the hours that we needed to run to do the farm. So we found 3 young guys who were good guys and had kids in school and rented the land out amongst them. And he started making, and Dad started making desks for a school in Haiti, which is another long story.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into writing and county commissioning more full-time.
Okay.
So.
All right, and you're part of the United Methodist Church, too, I understand.
Yeah, I used to do a lot of stuff for them, and that was, that's nice. You know, it kind of...
Right.
It freed up a part of it used a part of my head that I didn't use with the other stuff I was doing.
Okay.
So, you know the feeling. I mean,
right.
You're talking libraries today, but you're a sports guy, you know,
yep.
And it's kind of nice to loosen up different parts of the brain.
That's right, and learn about new things and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Lydia gave me one of your books, Brent, called Letters from a Peasant, and I
yep.
really enjoyed it. It's a very easy read and short stories, and your I love your humor, Brent.
Well, thanks. Some people who bought it were discouraged because they saw the title and they thought it was Letters from a Pheasant, and they thought it was like hunting tips or something like that.
Yeah.
And I felt bad, but, you know, no refunds. They should have read the title more clearly.
Right. Yeah, it's a very easy read, and there's some short stories there, and I really enjoyed it. So,
what I like best is when people say, you know, I've got one of your books, and I read it, and it puts me to sleep every night. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Well, it didn't put me to sleep, so.
Okay.
Let's talk about, so how many books have you penned or authored?
Well, 8 that have been published.
Okay.
So,
why don't you talk about some of them?
Well, the very first one was The Lay of the Land, and that was, that was like 23 years ago. And it's kind of like asking which one of my kids I like best.
Okay.
Because I'm a better writer now than I was then.
Mm-hmm.
But that was maybe the purest book in terms of getting my...
Right.
Getting to gain my feelings out there in the open.
Okay.
And then there are others were as I got older. And then when I got my first grandchild, I wrote a book called Papa. And that's been fun. It's fun. There's people who've been reading me since the beginning, and our lives were in the same place 25 years ago, and they're in the same place now. So that's enjoyable to move through life with a bunch of people and find something to resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
One of the novels, it's just a Kindle book, called Ice on Fire, and it's just kind of a thriller that I wrote just to see if I could, but it's honest work. I mean, I think it's pretty well done.
Okay.
Then the second novel is called, I don't even know how to pronounce it, and it's my book. It's ANGR, and it's the derivation of the word anger, and that's a Scandinavian word, and the root of the word anger is grief at the wrongness in the world, which I find sort of fascinating, that you know, when you're just furiously angry, it's because there's things that are just so wrong and it makes you so sad.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a book that's kind of about the times we're living in now,
okay,
using that as a title. And then my latest book is a real stretch. It's called Between the Helpless and the Darkness. And it's kind of an alternative history where I took the themes I had in that second novel, and then I decided to fix the world, but I had to go back 1,000 years in order to make it all work out. You're sounding skeptical.
Yeah.
I could hear that tone in your voice, but it's a pretty entertaining book. It really is, and it's the best thing I've ever done.
Okay. So how long does that take you to write a book like that, Brent?
Well, when I'm writing a lot, I try and do 1,000 words a day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 3 months, 6 months for a first draft because I got other stuff going on in my life.
Right.
And then, of course, the first draft is just the beginning. Then then you're rewriting, and then you're asking people's opinion and kind of hoping they'll just say every word's a jewel, but oddly enough, they never do. And it goes from there. You know, it's a year or 2 year process if things go well.
Okay. I know Robert Bly had his little library cottage that's out of here at the museum. Do you have a special place where you go to just...
You know, what's kind of interesting is I've got an office where I can shut the door, but I've done a lot of writing with a laptop on my lap in the recliner. But next summer, I've got a goal. We had an old barn here that my great-grandfather built, and it finally collapsed, and we tore it down, and I'm going to use the stone foundation to build a little stone house.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be out of reach of Wi-Fi from the house.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that'll improve my writing output output considerably if I can stay away from the 21st century for a while.
Right, right. It's nice to get away once in a while from everything, isn't it?
You know, and it's funny how many people I know who go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning or stay till 10 o'clock at night, and the common thing they say is, I get so much more done then because, you know, the phone isn't ringing and there aren't distractions. And
you're going to be at the Madison Public Library this Friday at 4 o'clock, and what will you be talking about, Brent?
We'll talk about whatever people want to talk about. I mean, I like talking to people. I'd like this to be a conversation. If someone wants me to do some readings, I'll do that. But if people just want to chat, that's going to be fun too. Mm-hmm. And I know people in Madison. I think my entire line of equipment, such as it is now, came from Lund Implement.
Oh.
And
okay.
And then I'm going to spend the day in the school, in the Lacaparl School, which I think they've got 6 classes they're going to have me talk to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Good, and that's on the 17th too, then.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, Brent, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Just want to encourage everyone to stop by the Madison Public Library this Friday, December 17th at 4 o'clock. And the author, Brent Olson, will be there, and he'll do some signings and maybe have some books with him, huh?
You bet. You bet. I'm just all about shameless self-promotion.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Brent. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Paul.
Yep. That's Brent Olson, author, and once again at the Madison Public Library this Friday at 4 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to What's Happening at the Madison, Dawson, and Cambie Public Libraries with Lydia Rebine.